Welcome to It Figures, the toy and action figure podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm 101 Killin'.
I'm Yeah Boy.
101 Killin' and Yeah Boy. What does 101 Killin' mean?
No, 101. In episode 101
It Figures. Oh, it is episode 101 of It Figures.
Well, then I'll just be Scotty Cash then.
Oh, okay. That
makes sense. Just messed us all up.
I am
that guy.
Stormtrooper Blast.
That's right.
Sweet.
There's nothing the matter with that.
Pew, pew.
That's me.
Pew, 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 pew. Pew, pew, Cash.
All right.
First time ever. Exclusive.
Exclusive right here on the show. So how's everybody doing this week?
Yeah.
Is your,
meh.
Meh? Just meh? What's wrong?
There's no tornadoes today, man. I'm kind of sad.
You're kind of sad because there's no tornadoes?
Yeah.
It is ridiculously cold for no reason. It's like, yeah, it's May and it's like 40 degrees outside.
And
awesome.
And then 2 months ago it was 75. So you're just
Oh, look, it's January.
Yeah. I'm swimming.
We're reversing the seasons.
It does. It feels like fall outside, not spring. It's stupid.
I'm telling you, May 25th.
21st, isn't it?
Oh, man.
Yeah, 21st. 21st. Starts the rapture, man.
Oh, we're done. That's right. I forgot about that. 21st, we're done for.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to die on the 21st.
You'll survive until October, at least.
No, my birthday. October. My birthday is June 2nd. And nothing's killing me.
Well, they said, okay, if the rapture starts on that day, but the end of the world is October 21st.
Oh, I got plenty of time.
So we got, you got a couple months of doom and gloom, so you're good.
What are we going to do?
Sweet.
I'm for sure not going to work.
Well, how are you going to complete your master's collection if you only got so many months? You got to hurry up.
They better release that Mosquito before October.
That would be the thing on your mind. Like, the world's
going to die. We're all going to die.
And
I don't have Mosquito yet.
Wait, time. Scott? Who's Pixel Dan? Can I get that Mosquito?
We shut down the factory because the world is ending. Well, that doesn't seem appropriate to me.
Yeah. What is the 25th this month? Something's the 25th.
These people need these reviews.
Which King County? Is that the 25th?
No, that's the 15th.
That's the 15th. It's King County. What? That's next
Something
weekend.
Something is the 25th.
You're probably thinking of my birthday. That's June 2nd.
That's my wife.
That is what I'm thinking.
It's my wife's birthday, too.
No, it's not.
They share a birthday.
No, it's my birthday, and I allow her to also be. I'm older.
So you guys shared birthday? That's kind of weird.
Yes, it is weird.
It never happens ever.
It doesn't happen to me.
Yeah,
I'm the only
I share
one.
My birthday with two other people, at least, that I know.
It's
ridiculous.
And they both look exactly like you.
Like me.
Yes, we all look alike.
One of them's a like 6'3" black guy that weighs about 450 pounds.
Yeah, I see it.
The Mississippi Madman. He's my long lost brother.
Definitely see that, dude.
I see that.
That's his wrestling name, by the way, for anybody asking, wondering why I just called that dude the Mississippi Madman.
You're racist.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was waiting for. All right. We got lots of toy news this week. It's been kind of an overload, actually.
A lot? That didn't look like a lot to me.
Well, it's because it's a lot of
San
Diego.
This looks like a standard news week.
Well, plus you've already seen it all, 6-7 months ago.
Jealous?
Yeah.
Jeez.
We have a lot of San Diego Comic-Con news to talk about.
Hold on. It's really hard for me to have friends because they are so jealous of things I see.
God.
That's why I don't come in here no more. I'm just like, I can't bear
it's
with
really
it.
It's really hard.
If he gets to see the toys before me, I can't be around him.
I would like just to say, it's really hard for me to have friends when everybody's so jealous.
Yeah, they are. And I'm not jealous of you owning your own toy store, all your video games. I'm jealous of the fact that you get to see these toys a few months before
me. These eyes.
Dude.
If only we had your eyes.
If you only had these eyes, you'd be seeing all kinds of wonderful things. I mean, you'll find about it later down the road, like all the other noobs. But
like all the other noobs.
So now we're noobs?
Everybody but him, apparently.
Oh, that's no good.
Sorry, dude. That's why we can't be friends.
Pew, pew. Oh, he just defriended you. Pew, pew.
Yep. Unfriend. Windmill.
All right, so let's build up to the San Diego stuff. We'll start, though, with our Ask Maddie answers for 5-1. So we sent our questions off to Mattel, and they answered them per usual. So we'll just kind of go through these real quick. Nothing real exciting here, I'll tell you that up front. But
that's a real good question.
We'll still be ever excited. Sometimes, you know, we get something thrown in there, but... All right, so the first question asked if Mattel would be interested in doing any more crossovers with Masters of the Universe Classics. One of the things that they said that they would like to see is like Mighty Max or Captain Power or something like that. Those are some of the things that have always been mentioned. Brave Star. So Mattel's response was, I would love to see Mighty Max or Captain Power in a line, but we've got such limited resources for Masters of the Universe Classics that we're putting all of our energy into the current toy line. We would love to revisit Mighty Max sometime, but right now we're concentrating on the main Masters line.
That's almost like a copy and paste. Like, oh, okay, let's see, answer, here it is. Boop, paste, done.
Well, you got to reply to the question, and then you probably have to have a polite answer. So it's just
And I don't blame them because they're pretty much the same questions over and over in different forms.
Just get reworded. Yeah,
Mighty Max is kind of unnecessary at this point,
especially with the with Masters. I mean, I you know what I don't want? A 4-inch Mighty Max.
Mighty Max just doesn't seem like he would fit in Masters of the Universe. It would be cool if Mattel released some new Mighty Max stuff.
In the small scale.
Those were awesome.
I love those.
As long as they don't go the route of Polly Pocket and make them bigger and everything. Lame. Like, I want, like, the old...
Maybe, like, a short, like, Army Builder pack run or something. Unnecessary playset, just a bunch of...
Just a bunch of, like, little figures? The tiny
figures? Like a retro flashback?
That'd be kind of cool. You need some kind of playset for them, though.
They should do that. Just all their old lines. Just do it like a one carded like set.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Like a retro Mattel line where they just release like a,
one of each.
They'll just call it Mattel Legends.
It'll be like one of each of their toy lines. Back.
Wait,
in the
are
day.
You saying like they're all on the same exact card? So you have to get.
No, well, it'd be like one box set, but it'd be a, like a mixture of all their best.
So can I? Can I?
So pricing wise, made sense.
So can I pick Mighty Max and not pick Captain Power? Is that what you mean? Or you mean like they're all in the same?
Well, all the same series, like all the Mighty Max would be in one.
Okay,
maybe
got
like
you.
A Mighty Max set, set, a Captain Power
set. So
it'd
be
set.
Like Mattel Legends Wave 1.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. They would probably never do that.
No, they will not.
But it would be awesome.
Yeah, no way.
But how cool would that be?
Had they kept their old original molds, then.
Yeah, dude.
That would be
sweet, dude. If they're just like, you know what? We're going to make this new line where we just release one or two of the coolest figures from our vintage lines in like this new line. Mattel Legends. Here you go. Wave 1. That Mighty Max set. Wave 2.
No, it would
Captain
be,
Power.
It would be something ridiculous like Wave 1, Whiplash. Like,
oh, man.
Or if this be called it first day release, it'd be the very first figure of every series they released.
Oh, wow. That'd be kind of sweet. A Brave Star, Captain Power. Only if they do Computer Warriors. What?
No, you'd rather have Computer Warriors than a brand new Brave Star?
And Food Fighters.
You'd rather have those than a brand new Brave Star.
Yeah, come on, Major Munch.
Why are you?
Come on, Brigadier General.
The top.
All right, question two says, will we be getting another Army Builder 2-pack in Masters of the Universe Classics this year, or is it going to be next year? Mattel's response is, with the announcement of Megator and knowing that Swiftwind is coming, it should be pretty clear that the Army Builder slots have all been announced. That was kind of a jerk response from Mattel.
Hey, good, because I'm tired of spending money.
So no more Army Builders this year. Next year, hopefully we get some Horde Troopers.
That was a jerk response.
A jerk response. Look, guys, we already showed you Megator and Swiftwind, so obviously we're not releasing more Army
Builders.
Maybe
if you read it in a nice way, it doesn't sound
that,
so bad.
That, is there a nice way to read it? Read that a nice way.
Go ahead.
Which one?
The second one there.
Oh, with the announcements of Megator and knowing Swiftwind is on its way, it should be pretty clear that the Army Builder oversized slots have now all been announced for 2011.
I don't know. That's
no, that's still rude.
That still sounds jerky.
That's still rude.
Well, yep, then there's no question. They are jerks. We try to help them out.
I bet that they'll show off some Horde Troopers for
next year?
Yeah.
At San Diego?
Yeah.
I want some Horde Troopers. Dude, the Horde Troopers are going to be ridiculous. Because you know how people are going to want a lot of horse troopers.
Yeah, I want at least 70,000.
They're not going to be like the palace guards. Like, people are going to want a lot of horde troopers.
Are they going to make one of the horde troopers look like one of the four horsemen?
Just, like, Toy Guru again for no reason. You can just take that
one. He doesn't even have a helmet.
He's just like, yeah, one of them in the pack isn't wearing a helmet.
Come on, Scott. We don't even...
What is he? Nothing to matter with that.
Because Green Lantern ring on.
Yeah, Green Lantern ring. Who's the ring, Holmes?
Yeah, that's what it is. It'll be a regular horde trooper, but he'd be wearing a Green Lantern ring so that we know it's him.
Either that, or it'll be like a variant, like, there's only one Scott per 100. So it'll be like, I gotta have that Scott! So it'll be like, it's sought after.
Scott Knight, look.
Gotta have that guru.
Question 3 says, does Mattel have any plans to make WWE figures in the 3¾-inch scale, much like Jack Specific did when they had the license? To which Mattel says, not at this time.
Good.
So no small ones.
Whatever.
Question 4 says, with Voltron, does Mattel have any plans to include Vehicle Voltron, or perhaps even the obscure Gladiator Voltron?
Ooh, you know what? Man, do we hope not.
Yeah, I am also not a fan of Vehicle Voltron.
What's the answer?
The answer is, you'll just have to wait for San Diego Comic-Con to get the
you know what?
Voltron.
That's a good question. Bye.
Yep. So they're not budging on the Voltron news until San Diego.
But what?
Cab's here.
Yeah.
Cab's here. And the last question says, will the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives be available for pre-order on MattyCollector.com before the show again? And also, will you be selling them on Matty after the show? And their response is yes and yes. But you must be at San Diego Comic-Con to pick up your pre-orders, and the sale post-San Diego may include some slight changes to figures from the version sold at the show.
When are those going to sell? Should be soon, I would assume.
The pre-orders? Yeah. I don't know.
They did
announced
it like
yet.
A month before.
So June-ish?
Probably June-ish. But that's I'm glad that they're doing that again, because that made things so much easier.
It worked
last
out pretty
year.
Good.
Oh, my God.
And it was an epic sight.
And it was just so much better. Yeah, seeing all those boxes stacked up. It was just so much better than waiting in Hasbro's line, dude. Hasbro's line was like, it was the worst.
Hey, do you have the update that it's only going to be $50?
I do. Yes.
Well, then scrap that. Never mind what I said.
Well, you know what? It also made, it was only good because we got in the line very early, too.
Yeah, that's
had
true.
Had we been at the end of the line, we might have been saying that sucked.
But it's still like, at least we knew what we were getting.
Yeah, yeah. They're not going to cut the line off right in front
exactly.
of you.
Exactly. The worst thing about Hasbro is they kept trying to kick us out of the line, and then we were waiting in the line, and like a Sergeant Slaughter sold out before we even got up there.
And then you
got
to fight the normal people walking around.
Yeah, we didn't know what
we
were
lining
gonna do
up because it's like, oh, it's a line. Get in line.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like we would get kicked out of line, and then 20 people would just get in line where we were, and they wouldn't kick them out. And it was just like,
that's
awful.
Racist.
It was awful, dude.
That's racist. Were any of them Hawaiian?
I am not looking forward
but
to that.
But we'll
again.
Have Scotty, and he can just be a jerk.
Oh, hey,
get us through.
Hey, I'm guaranteeing figures. They'll be like, you gotta go. I'll be like, oh, okay. And then I'll walk away, and I'll just walk a circle right around him and get back in line. Oh, what just happened? I'll just take off one of my shirts.
That's my brother.
That's my brother. You kicked him out of line. All right, so let's go forward with the G.I. Joe Sky Striker vehicle. Now, this one is just the normal Sky Striker that's going to be available at retail stores. The folks over at the Terradrome website just got confirmation from somebody who works at Target who now saw that the Sky Striker is in the system. And the price for the Sky Striker in stores is going to be $34.99 and will be out at the end of August or early September. Now, that's actually $5 more expensive than Hasbro had on display at JoeCon. Because they actually had a tag that said the suggested retail price was going to be $29.99 on it. So apparently Target decided they wanted $5 more out of it, and they put $34.99 on
well,
it.
Well, to be fair, they will clearance it for $5
when the time comes.
A day later.
So it looks like around August, you can expect the Sky Striker to hit the stores for $34.99, which, still, that's not too bad. $35 isn't too bad for that.
I don't have any need for
it. I'll buy one, just to compare it with the San Diego one.
Yeah. So, on the subject of the San Diego one, and what Scott was just talking about a little bit ago...
I ruined it.
ToyNewsInternational.com had a Q&A with Hasbro, and one of the questions they asked was for a confirmation on the price of the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Sky Striker, which is the one that's painted to look like Starscream. And Hasbro's answer is that the Sky Striker will be sold for $49.99, and it's also going to be made available on HasbroToyShop.com the Monday following San Diego Comic-Con. So, Bogus. The good news here...
Bogus.
The good news here is that it's $30 cheaper now than they originally said it was going to be. Because, again, at JoeCon,
right,
they had a tag that said it was going to retail for $80 freaking dollars at San Diego. And now they're telling us $49.99. So that's much better.
It was just kidding.
Yeah, there was
psych!
There was supposed to be a guy there going, early April Fools!
Yeah.
Except for he was sick.
Oh, he didn't show up, he so nobody sick, got
so
it.
So everybody's just like, oh, man, F that!
So $50, while still a little high, is much more doable.
I think $50 is well worth it.
It's
that's,
much
doable. That's standard San
yeah,
Diego
that
price.
Seems like a San Diego price. It's way better than $80. So I'm going to feel a lot
better.
I don't
want it now.
No?
I was out.
You're
I
mean, only going to get it if it was 80?
Because it's like all high profile.
Oh, well, just check eBay the day after. I'm sure you'll find it for 80 all over the place.
Or maybe you can get it on Hasbro Toy Shop.
I bet that'll sell out.
Oh, no doubt.
Fast.
No doubt.
So, I feel better about buying one now that it's only $50.
Yeah, I wouldn't have paid $80 for it.
Yeah, $80 was a little, it was pushing it. It was pushing it. But now that it's 50, I will be buying
one.
Well,
you had about one. This one gives you the idea. Maybe I'll buy two. But not at $80 for sure.
Yeah.
No.
I'm definitely buying
normal
two.
Normal people will buy one. Yeah, you'll buy two.
I'll buy two.
Ching.
One you for get... you.
Oh, thanks.
You just buying one for Scott?
Yeah,
and
why
one
wouldn't
for
he?
For the Stormtrooper.
Oh, the Stormtrooper gets
and one.
One
for T-Pain.
No, Nelly.
Oh, you like Nelly better?
Nelly's way better.
He lives closer.
Next question.
All right, so the next little bit. This also comes from ToyNewsInternational.com. Now, this is a rumor, and I would take this for what it's worth. They posted a story today that says, this is considered to be a rumor at this point, but we have gotten word that we could be getting some kind of Thundercats exclusive from Bandai at this year's San Diego Comic-Con, possibly to be sold at the Warner Brothers or the Cartoon Network booth. No details specifically on what this exclusive will be, though we are obviously hoping for it to be some type of action figure. Stay tuned for more details.
Does Bandai not have any kind of...
Bandai probably won't have a booth. They didn't last year.
Okay, are they there?
They would probably have like a...
Power Ranger booth.
An anime book or comic in the comic area, maybe?
Maybe. But it's Bandai, though. So if it's a Bandai exclusive, it seems like it would be a toy.
Well, they'll have games there, too. I don't know. It's hard to say where they'll be. But they'll probably be teamed up with a booth, I would think.
Yeah, they probably will be teamed up.
I'm going to have a sit-down with Bandai.
Because they didn't have a booth, because they don't have a booth. Yeah, I don't remember them having a booth
last
year.
They got a new Megazord exclusive.
No, you're a liar. That's why I'm having a sit-down. Like, look, man. You can bring out this silly old Thundercat, and I can't even get a gold this or a gold something that? Come on, man. Then
so,
I'll let the air out of their tires.
And then Palisade's going to return with an exclusive.
Of what?
Palisades just shows up. Hey, we're back. Look what we got.
Who is it?
The other ones I did like. The Muppet Line.
Where'd you go? Oh, we didn't leave.
We didn't go anywhere. No, Palisades did the Muppets line.
They were on a break.
Oh.
So.
Huh.
I don't know. So, like, if they did a Thundercats exclusive, who do you think it could be?
It'd have to be just Lion-O.
Yeah, it'd be...
Just some version of Lion-O?
Yeah, why don't you do, like, a young Lion-O in the classics line?
Oh, like the... Yeah, I would think...
Like a 13-year-old.
Yeah, I'm assuming if it's an exclusive, it'll be for the classics line, because that's the market that they're going to want to hit, is the adult collectors.
It'll be special packaging. It could be Mumra, or...
So now I'm thinking, like, special packaging.
Like a fold-out.
Like a fold-out set, similar to King Grayskull.
The
or it says something like, the Thundercats, ho, when you open the box.
Oh, maybe it's been voiced,
give me Sight Beyond Sight.
Very good.
That... Could be awesome.
Man. Well, yeah. There it is. Confirmed.
Oh, my God. If that's the exclusive, that's going to be redonk. I'm going to have to get that for show.
There it is right there.
Yep.
I bought Thundercats Season 1 on DVD, and I've just been watching it recently.
They're pretty terrible.
Yeah. I still really like it, but you're right. It's weird because it starts off really good.
Yes.
Like, the first, three or four episodes, we're like,
they're telling the
this
origin.
Is pretty awesome. Yeah. I forgot all about it. It's been years since I've actually really paid attention to it, so I really liked it. But yeah, as it goes on, it gets a little.
Did they re-release those?
No, I was at Walmart and it was only $20 for season.
Oh, wow!
One, so I was.
I think
like,
I'm pretty sure I paid $45 for
when they first came out. They were like $50 or $60. So I saw it for $20 and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna buy this. I want to watch this. So, but yeah,
Thunder.
I like it for what it is.
Thunder.
But you're totally right. It gets pretty unwatchable at some points.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good?
Oh, I already seen that.
You already seen Thundercats?
Seen it a month ago.
So the joke's on you. It's been out for centuries.
Centuries.
The joke's on you. I saw it when I was negative 16.
Negative 16 is when he saw the Thundercats.
Which would put it back in 64.
Jesus, 64. How old are you? Quick, do the math. 90.
I was born in 1980. A true 80s child.
Math doesn't make any sense.
Negative 16. Come on, do the math, dude.
All right.
Yeah, never mind. Don't. Too hard.
Huh.
All right. All right, well, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will discuss Mattel San Diego Comic-Con reveals.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I'm Rob Bass, calling all my comic book fanatics to come check out Comic Nation TV the last Friday of every month, as well as Comic Nation TV comic news every Friday on the Pop Culture Network.
Mighty Max, Mighty Max,
this dude's on danger, waiting for you.
Mighty Max,
six and spider dungeons too.
Mighty Max,
get out too,
or you'll meet your doom.
Each sold separately, bonus figure included while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Alan Price.
And I'm Chris Vint. I also do a podcast called Master Universe Chronicles.
But we're not here to talk about that.
Will He-Man and She-Ra have also been on the show.
To my vain and annoyance of my entire life, yes, this is Operation Retro Shock, and he managed to get me to let He-Man on the show.
Ah, the power, you see.
But He-Man is not what we mainly cover. We cover loads of retro things, be it the 80s, the 90s. I know you can't really class the noughties as retro, but we'll talk about stuff from then anyway.
We're not naughty though, right?
No, we're far from naughty.
Okay.
But we cover things like Back to the Future, Doctor Who, Star Wars, Batman, you name it. We'll either have done it or gonna do it.
Yeah, so obviously you listen to podcasts that's on popculturenetwork.com, very much like ours. Ours is uploaded, 2 weeks out of four on a Sunday. So then you can listen to all the retro goodness, and you can even contribute if you want to. You can head over to the Pop Culture Network forums and type in there what you'd like to see. Heck, you can even buy a t-shirt with an Operation Retro Shock logo on it.
And you could be entered in the competition. So yes, join us every other Sunday for some retro goodness.
Oh yeah, dig it!
Or let's see how He-Man likes your... Ow! Spike!
Skeletor, Spike-Or, and He-Man figures each sold separately.
Spike-Or!
No one can stop the spike-studded armor of the mighty Spike-Or!
He-Man!
Not even me, you muscle-bound porcupine! Not even you, He-Man!
Spike-Or is new from the Masters of the Universe collection. Other action figures each sold separately. From Mattel.
What it is, friends. Sween Hollick here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
Kenner presents you alien action figure.
Demon's full! Quick, shut the airlock! The alien's locked out now!
He got through! Give up! Alien can't be beat!
We'll take one with the light!
Don, he'll destroy the spaceship!
We've lost!
Better find another ship!
Let's try the kitchen!
Another triumph for Alien.
Alien action figure. New from Kenner.
Alright guys, welcome back.
Yay.
So Mattel dropped the bomb on us this week. Yay, I'm so excited.
Like a good bomb,
like
though.
A
happy
good bomb.
Bomb.
Yep, the San Diego Comic-Con exclusives were finally announced.
And how are you not even going to tell me that they... I didn't even know that was on G4 was happening.
Well, they did a terrible job anyway, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, well, Mattel said... way back in March sometime that they were going to be revealing the San Diego exclusives on Attack of the Show again in April. And then nobody said anything about it. So, like, people have been, all month long, people have been going, when are they announcing them? When's that airing? And, you know, nobody knew anything. And then finally, like, right before it came out, they were just like, oh, we're going to be on Attack of the Show, like, you know, Thursday. So it was like a last minute thing.
Well, yeah, I stumbled upon them on a website, and I was just like, what?
Yeah, huh? And then it was not even that good because they cut all the good stuff out of it. I mean, they showed good things, but they cut out all the really good things.
So obviously, Attack of the Show doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah, dude.
They don't know about toys, really, I guess.
Because Mattel did come out the next day, and they're like, yeah, we filmed all the Master stuff. We filmed all this other stuff, and Attack of the Show cut it out. So,
what is Attack of the Show?
That's that show on G4.
Is it good?
Yeah, I like it. It's actually, it's basically all of us. It's what we're doing. Pretty much.
No, okay.
It's a show, daily show though on TV.
Tough guy. I'm one in a million. There's not no.
They cover comics, movies, games, toys, all that.
So there's
stuff.
Just a bunch of you running around over there.
Yeah, much.
Do they walk all weird and slap people for no reason?
Yes, and they're super cool.
And they're super cool
and handsome. Because you're obviously handsome.
I'm beyond handsome. I'm like epic.
That's not.
They got statues of me.
Epic handsome.
My statues make statues of me. That's how awesome it is.
Your statues make statues.
You're very pretty. You know that?
I know. Thanks.
All right, let's go through the list of announcements, and we'll start with kind of the.
I'll give you the two thumbs up or two thumbs down.
There you go. We'll start with the least important things, so the things that we're not as interested in.
Yeah,
we'll
you better up, say that.
We'll work out. Yeah, I know some people are really going to like some of this stuff, and they're going to want it. But
okay,
personally, we're going to start with the things that we're least excited about. So,
like what?
First up, we got the Carol Ferris Barbie doll.
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up. So it's Barbie as Carol Ferris, lifelong friend and childhood sweetheart of Green Lantern hero Hal Jordan. So this is just another one of those Barbies that are based on a movie character.
So if you have a girlfriend and you want her get her involved in toys, this may be the way to do it.
There you go. Get her a Barbie doll. Are you going to buy one of these for your girl?
No.
Since she likes Barbies all of a sudden?
She's very particular, so no, she will not like
she
that.
She won't like that.
What's this crap? And she just breaks it. Well, there goes $30 down the drain.
Yeah. Yep, so the Carol Ferris Barbie doll will retail for $35 at the Mattel booth.
Ouch.
$35. Hey, Barbies don't mess around.
Yeah, they are kind of expensive.
Hey, and next year, that thing will be worth $70, so get it now.
All right, next up is the Monster High Ghoulia Yelps doll from that Monster High show, which is actually kind of, I think these dolls are actually kind of popular. So.
Okay, what do you think? What do you think, DK?
I didn't even know that was on the list.
Okay, well, now it's on there.
I'm going to give it a...
No, you said two thumbs up or two thumbs down.
And there's a middle section.
You didn't say there was a middle. So up or down?
Well, here, maybe you
need... How about one thumbs up, one thumbs
maybe
down?
Maybe you need a description.
Middle section.
All right, get the description.
There you go. Maybe you need this. All right, so it says, being that Ghoulia Yelps is the smartest ghoul in school, naturally she's a comic book fan. Ghoulia is on her way to NecroCon, dressed as her favorite zombie superhero, Deadfast. Ghoulia comes with a miniature Deadfast action figure and a Deadfast fanfic book that she wrote and illustrated herself. She will retail for $20.
Hey, this chick is amazing.
Yeah.
What do you think? I need two up or two down. No in between.
As I was listening to that, I was going thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs down, thumbs down.
So what'd you come up with?
So we're still at one and one.
No, you can't do it. You either
one thumb up.
No.
One thumb down.
Two up or two down? Which one? Pick.
It's two down.
All right,
next. There we go.
It's a doll.
It's one and one.
It's a doll, so it's one and one. All right. The Hot Wheels Frankenberry vehicle. Says, this Frankenberry cereal box with a Hot Wheels car inside will take you right back to being 7 years old watching Saturday morning cartoons.
Will it?
What car is inside? It's the popular dairy delivery vehicle, of course, because you need milk to go with your cereal. And it says, shake the box and you'll hear the awesome cereal sound coming from within. Retail for $20.
Okay, look, up till right then, it was two thumbs up for sure.
Yeah, that's the problem with this. It's epic, and I'd like to buy one, but I'm more at the $10 price on that one.
Yeah, same here.
Like, that's $9.99.
Frankenberry is one of my favorite cereals. When that comes out every year at Halloween, I always buy several boxes of it. So when I saw this, I was like, that's actually kind of cool. I might actually spring for that. And then I saw the $20 price tag, and I was like, that is too much money for a Hot Wheel car. $20?
I'm still, like, right on the fence with that one.
But it shakes like cereal box.
Yeah.
I want to hold it and see it in person.
Like, it looks like, I can't
tell.
That's
what she said?
The pictures aren't very clear.
Did you?
Because it looks like it folds open, you know, it's got a flap, and there's, like, you can see behind the car. It looks like there's actually, like, fake cereal in the box behind the car.
Well, I don't like it, so, then. I just wanted to make the noise.
I got to see it in person. I'll make a decision.
Yeah, I mean, me too, but $20 is still quite high for that.
It is high, but at San Diego, I guess.
Yeah.
You only live once.
I guess it's no invisible jet.
Well, then give me $50 if you only live once.
No, I lived a bunch of times today. You don't get nothing.
You lived a bunch of times today. All right, another Hot Wheels exclusive is the Hot Wheels Back to the Future vehicle.
Does it show it?
Which does not show. Doesn't tell us what it is. It actually comes in a really cool-looking case that looks like the plutonium case from the movie.
Thumbs up for the case.
It just says, "We're pretty sure Doc Brown himself would approve this exclusive from the classic Back to the Future flick. We can show you the box, but we can't show you what's inside." And it's going to sell for $35. I don't know if I don't know if they're going to tell us what it is before the show or not.
They have to.
I wonder if they're going to sell it sight unseen. You don't know box.
Yeah, here's this $35 thing. What are you going to get?
Would you buy it?
No, I'm not going to get it anyway. I don't have an interest in it. Like, I like Back to the Future, but it's a Hot Wheels thing.
So there's nothing that could be inside there that you would
like? No. If they're like, it's an exclusive, or it's something something He-Man, I would be like, no.
That'd be weird.
Hot Wheels He-Man for $35? No.
But it... Well, I don't know.
It does not necessarily have to be a car.
It says vehicle.
It's Hot Wheels.
It's a Hot Wheels vehicle.
It's a
vehicle.
Brand Hot Wheels.
It tells us that it's a Hot Wheels vehicle.
Well, there you go. It's not a car?
It's a plane.
Why would it be a plane?
Maybe it's like, the train? Maybe it's...
I'm thinking...
Look, if it's the train, maybe. Okay, listen, maybe, all right? Maybe. But if it's a bigger scale, if it's like a little bitty train... No, you shove that.
If it's a hoverboard that like springs into?
No,
You open the case and the hoverboard just pops out.
Well, then I want two of them.
Everybody's gonna be hoverboarding around Comic Con.
I'm using roller skates. I'm putting two of my feet. I'm using them like roller skates.
Well, I guess think back to the movie. What would be in the case and
plutonium case?
What did he make that he doesn't want?
It's either gonna be the car or the train, right? Those are the only two vehicles that he made.
I mean, in the plutonium case is from the first movie. And that's just what had the plutonium in it that powered the.
If it's just that goofy truck that Michael J. Fox had in the movie for no good reason?
The truck.
Yeah, he's just like, "Here's my truck." That blue.
What if it's the terrorist van? That would be awesome. With terrorists hanging out of it with guns.
Hey, you know what I hope it is? I hope it's that drop top with all the poo in it. What's his name? Scar.
Biff.
Biff Scar, yeah. With all the poo in it. The cow poo.
Or horse poo. It's got a sound bite that just says, I hate manure.
It could be Doc Brown's van. The big ass van.
Oh, yeah. You know how cool that'd be? Not very.
You don't know. Maybe it talks.
Maybe
it says, do, door open.
I wonder if it's a larger scale, like DeLorean.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Like a
1.64.
The big scale ones, not the small ones. I don't know. I'm not really that interested.
They have that one that's like $50. So
all right, two thumbs up, two thumbs down.
Thumb up for the case, thumb down for the price.
All right.
There we go.
Don't you know what it is?
It's a little sketchy, though, but I'm going to let you slide on that one.
All right, so now we're getting up to the better things. So here we go. The Green Lantern Kilowog. Standing at nearly 8 inches tall, this is our biggest, boldest Kilowog to date. Sculpted directly from the digital files provided by the movie makers, this fully articulated figure is in scale with the 6-inch Movie Masters figure sold at retail. He'll be available first at San Diego, then on MattyCollector.com for $25.
Hey, guess who's going to have the hell out of that figure?
Me! Really? Kilowog's Scotty's favorite. So he's excited for that one.
I had no interest in this figure at all.
Oh, well, because no one likes you. Two thumbs up.
Oh, well, no one likes you, so two thumbs down.
Well, two thumbs up.
We can do that game all day.
1, 2, 3. Two thumbs up. See? Now it's over.
I said it. It was just so fast you didn't hear it.
Well, rewind it. Play it back slow motion.
You didn't hear me say it like 6 times in a row. That's how fast
it was. Okay, ridiculous.
So this is one of the ones that they actually showed on Attack of the Show. Yep. So you can actually see how big this thing was. It was pretty massive. Looking at him holding it in his hands and everything. And it's supposed to actually be, like, you know, super articulated and everything. So, it's kind of cool.
Is that the one that they showed? That's not the one that they showed off at, like, Comic-Con, is it?
At C2E2?
Yeah, C2E2.
No, this is different. This is bigger.
Okay.
Because, that one at C2E2 wasn't this big.
Yeah, and I hated it. I didn't really like the colors on that one.
Yeah.
The one that they just showed off is awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet. And I think a lot of people are actually going to really want to get in on that one.
You man.
All right. Man. Next up is the Young Justice Superboy in cloning chamber. Whoop. This show accurate figure recreates the scene from the pilot episode when Robin, Aqualad, and Kid Flash discover the mysterious project. Is it Kerr? Just KR?
Come on, you know.
where the Light has commissioned the weapon. Using Superman's DNA without his knowledge or consent, Cadmus has force-grown the Superboy. So this is going to be also sold at San Diego, then made available on MattyCollector.com for a price of $20.
I guess who's going to have that one, too?
You?
Fro Show.
You like that show, right?
Yeah, I do love The Young Justice.
How
are
you going to get it?
With a $20 bill?
Confused him.
I don't understand the question.
Yeah. What?
A 10 and 2 5s?
You're taking all my money.
So this one actually isn't like in a big box, and then inside of that is the cloning chamber box, and then you can take the figure out of that. So that's
yeah,
cool.
I don't care.
It's like a big box.
Yeah, I'll just throw that box away and have him in the cloning
just
chamber.
In the cloning chamber.
How much is it again?
20.
Oh, that's a good price.
Well worth it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Two thumbs up.
Pretty good for that. So that's pretty sweet.
I don't really don't care about it, but that's actually a good piece for 20.
You know, one that I did not actually put on here that I forgot to print is the Ghostbusters Classic Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, which is another one that they showed on Attack of the Show.
And it is
epic. It is
wonderful.
Epic. It is monstrous. It's freaking huge. It looks like it towers over the NECA one from a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
It's made of like a soft material, so it's squishy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the coolest thing about this is that he comes with this giant box that folds open into a city scene, yep, which is going to be absolutely perfect for displaying all the Ghostbusters with.
It's going to be your centerpiece.
Absolutely going to be a centerpiece.
But
he is going to be priced at $70. Ouch.
I guess you have to see it in person and look at the scale and go, wow.
I am very, very, very interested in this because I've got every figure from the Ghostbusters line so far. I would love to have the Stay Puft to put in the collection. Mostly for that display piece. I think more than anything, I like that box.
Yeah.
Because I want to open that box up and I want to put all my Ghostbusters figures with it. $70 is going to be a hard trigger to pull, though.
$70 for something like that, to me, is well worth it.
I think it's going to be worth it, honestly.
If you have the four characters and you're a Ghostbusters fan, it's like...
You have to
and
have
the figure, and the figure
the thing,
is huge.
Yeah.
It's not an 8-inch figure.
It feels...
It's not a 10-inch figure. It's like a foot and a half, 2 foot. It's huge.
It definitely feels like a must-have, especially since I've got everything else from the line.
Stay
so
Puft is like the fifth Ghostbuster.
Yeah,
I agree.
Pretty much.
What about Slimer? How about the sixth?
Or Lewis. He's a packin'.
Who's Lewis?
He's a packin'.
I don't know no Lewis.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Huh.
Sorry. Yeah, so I probably will end up walking away with a Stay Puft.
Because now
huge.
Now your marshmallow-covered Ghostbusters make sense.
Yeah, for sure, right? All right, next one is one that people have been asking for quite some time now, and that is the DC Universe Classics Swamp Thing.
Woo!
And the San Diego Comic-Con version will come packaged with the Unmen. So they're doing the same thing with this that they did last year with Plastic Man and his extra suitcase, and the year before with Wonder Twins and Gleek. Swamp Thing's going to have an extra poly-bagged Unmen set that will not be available with the MattyCollector.com version. So it says, this fan-demanded character is available for the first time in the DC Universe and is the first ever DC Universe Classics character to feature an endoskeleton articulation.
I can't wait.
Vowing to protect the environment and Swamp Home, Swamp Thing comes in a paper pulp mold of Swamp Thing's head and houses Swamp Thing himself. No ordinary packaging can contain Swamp Thing, so he'll be packed in a shipper box with the Swamp Thing head peering out from inside. He'll be available July 15th on MightyCollector.com and at San Diego Comic-Con. If you pick him up at Comic-Con, he'll arrive with the minifigures of the Unmen Ophidian and Cranius. The Unmen figures are only available at San Diego and will not be sold on MightyCollector.com. So this figure is...
In the case is a mask, too.
Yes, it's a mask, and it's made of like a...
Biodegradable.
Two thumbs up.
Paper pulp material.
Say, here's the problem with that. If you're a long-term collector, is that thing going to break down?
No.
Yeah,
Fall apart? I don't know.
Don't be ridiculous.
Why?
Well, if you take care of it and put it like on a shelf, no.
Well, he means because it's a biodegradable packaging.
Well, no, yeah, but it's not... If you put it in like decent climate where it's not hot, cold,
yeah,
and dealing with the ground and...
Stuff
come
just
on,
yellows,
man.
It gets old. It's just... It's going to happen. 30 years from now, is that thing going to be tip-top, or is it going to be falling apart?
Nope. Perfect.
The figure itself looks pretty amazing. He's got, like, a display base to stand on, and, yeah, he's going to have all his articulation is under his skin. So it almost makes you wonder if, like,
They did wrestlers. Remember the exoskeleton wrestlers?
Yeah.
And they were terrible.
Yeah.
So hopefully...
That's because
that was a long time
their
ago,
skin was too soft and rubbery, and it, like, tore and everything.
Yeah.
So hopefully this won't have that problem.
It looks good.
It looks awesome. It looks the sculpt is terrific. The Four Horsemen did a great job on him. People have been wanting Swamp Thing for a while, and since he just got back into the DC Universe, that's like been the number one fan demanded.
I wonder why. Do you know why?
Something to do with like Vertigo. Like he was like a Vertigo created character or something. So he technically became not part of the DC Universe for a while, and now he's back with it. I don't know. He's in like the Brightest Day storyline right now. I know that. Of some sort.
How cool.
I don't know. I don't read a lot of the comics, so I don't have a very good...
What a loser.
We'll have to ask Dirt.
He's featuring in a couple books right now, so he's coming back in hard.
Yeah, they brought him back in pretty hard going. So, definitely a cool figure, and he's another one that I'm going to walk out of there with for sure.
$30 is the price on it.
$30.
Which is what... So what?
Which is, you know, yeah...
I'm just telling people. Don't
freak $10.
Out. Okay, all right. Two thumbs up, two thumbs down. Come on. Which one?
Two thumbs.
Up?
It's a good one, yeah.
All right, good.
That's a good one. Good call. It's a buy.
Good call.
Because of the mask.
I know, for sure.
Two times the fun.
Did we take a break yet? Oh, yeah,
we took a break. Yes, we did.
Yeah, you tired?
Yes, I'm tired. Because during our break, I sit down on the ground Indian style.
And eat a sandwich.
I keep sandwiches in my pockets for break times.
All right, so the next one... If I can find my description.
That's a Scotty Cash movie.
That's a Scotty Cash movie. It's Scotty Cash.
All right, so now we have, finally...
Wait a minute. You forgot one.
I'm doing here.
The Polly Pockets.
Well, we got to do this first.
We're going to do Voltron. Okay. So Voltron.
Ooh, now it's ruined.
Blazing Sword Voltron. So we've got our first Mattel Voltron action figure. It says, completely authentic to the original series, he's highly poseable with 22 points of articulation and can transform into different action poses. He comes complete with a translucent sword, so you can form Blazing Sword. He will only be available at San Diego Comic-Con and on NattyCollector.com for $30.
How tall is he? 8?
He is... No, I think he's 6 inches. It doesn't say here, though. He was on Attack of the Show, and one thing it doesn't talk about here is that the box is a talking feature on the box, which features Peter Cullen's voice from the opening of the original Voltron show, giving the whole introduction
to Voltron. It says, Transformers, roll out.
They just got some Optimus Prime going on.
For no good reason.
Same guy, different show. Same guy, different show. So the talking box alone is just gets me pretty excited for it. I love that. I think that's so cool. Plus, the box has got a very like retro look to it. Like it looks almost like the classic packaging.
It's a must have.
Definitely a must have. I'm very excited for
it. How much is it?
It's $30. $30. Woo! Which isn't too bad because he's got the talking box and everything. So.
Yeah, you gotta get it at least one.
This is how it is. If these figures are in store, I'm not paying $30 for that. I'm not paying $30 for a Swamp Thing. I'm not paying $30 for Voltron. But since they're exclusives, they're worth $30.
Yeah. Well, because you know there's going to be no clearance, and there's not going to be anybody, you know.
And the value will most likely just go up on those.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not going to try to like resell it in a year.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying it'll be more expensive to
un-American.
Buy.
Yeah, you're a scalper.
That's un-American.
You're a scalper.
It's un-American, man. Come on.
Live the dream. I am excited for it, though. I've seen a lot of people disappointed in him.
Why? On what?
Because he's just like a regular posable figure.
He's just like the retro Fire Power Ranger figures.
Yeah, but I think like people need to realize that the actual Voltron line coming out is probably going to be the one that has the lions that transform and combine into an actual Voltron. So if that's what you're looking for, just wait for the real toy line to come out. This is meant to be like a teaser to the line. It's like an introduction piece. It's a throwback. You know, they even said on Attack of the Show, there has never been an actual superposable 6-inch Voltron before. So this is like their first time this has ever been made available in this scale. So I think it's cool what they're doing here. And honestly, it's just going to get me more excited for the actual Voltron toy line.
$30. What do you think? Two up, two down?
Two up.
For sure.
Do it.
All right, two up. All right, so that brings us to the two Masters of the Universe exclusives. The first one is the Masters of the Universe Polly Pocket Collection. Here's the description.
Yeah, hold on. Wait for it.
Polly and her friends are dressed as their Masters of the Universe alter egos to battle out good versus evil. Polly, dressed as She-Ra, and Kirsty, dressed as Frosta, are ready to take on Chrissy as the evil Catra.
Door loses street cred, dude. You can't stop that. Say it manly or something.
Hey, you want to read it?
Yeah, yeah. Man, Froster, man.
There's no good way you could read this.
Yeah. So this will be $20. It's an action figure 3-pack. So here's the deal. When this one first got revealed, my initial reaction was disappointment. Because I was my initial thought was, well, this is not a Masters of the Universe Classics 3-pack like I was expecting. We've sat here and we've speculated on several episodes that it could be, you know, we were thinking the Star Sisters, we were thinking a Sidekicks 3-pack, we were thinking of all these possibilities of what it could be, and then it turned out to be a freaking Polly Pocket set. So I was let down at first.
Yeah,
I was like, that's disappointing.
Whee!
But I will say that the more I've looked at it, the more I've looked at the photos of it, especially the box and the artwork that's on the box, the more I've come around and said, you know what? This is actually kind of a cool little set.
It's what you're doing is acceptance.
Acceptance?
Yeah, because you know now that there's not going to be a Masters Classics 3-pack, so you're like, better than nothing.
So
yeah.
What do you think about it?
I like it.
I'm buying one to give to my daughter.
Yep, I'll buy two to give to my daughter.
And that's the thing, like, my wife looked at it and immediately went, that is so cool. And so I, you know, even my wife thinks
it is no doubt cool, it's just not what we were hoping
for. Exactly, and I think that's the only reason there was any kind of disappointment, is because I was expecting something else. The set itself, I think, is really cool looking. I think it's neat that they're cross-promoting their brands, because that can only be good, first of all.
Right.
You know, giving Masters of the Universe brand recognition on one of their other very popular toy lines can only be a good thing for Masters of the Universe in the long run.
Seems like they're trying to open the doors for younger people, especially girls.
Exactly.
Maybe it's going to lead into a return of the She-Ra line.
You know, there's rumors of that kind of thing happening. Like, one of the original creators from the She-Ra cartoon is interested in doing a new She-Ra cartoon series, and he's actually trying to get that off the ground.
Hmm.
So that could be interesting if that happened. I don't know. But
so it'd be like Masters of the Universe Classics, and then She-Ra Classics.
Yeah, it'll just get its own thing.
Princess of Powers.
Princess of Power.
It'll probably not be classics. It'll probably go into a kid
another
scale.
Girls type thing. But I think this Polly Pocket set's kind of cool. And, you know, they did one of these last year at San Diego, which was DC-themed.
And it sold out quick.
Yep, they had Batgirl, Wonder Woman, and Supergirl were in the set. And it was very popular, so I can understand why they would do it again. And I think it's awesome that they chose Masters as the theme this time.
$20, I'm buying a couple.
$20 is a good price for it. You get three figures, which comes in a really cool box, which has got some amazing artwork on it. I think my favorite thing about it is the artwork.
Yeah, no
doubt. It's hilarious because this is getting more love when it comes to artwork than anything Masters of the Universe Classics has gotten so far. This is better artwork than we've seen on any of the Classics packaging.
What about King Grayskull?
This is better than the King Grayskull.
Than the castle?
Okay, the box was a cool design. I'll give you that. I'm talking about the artwork
like
that's
the
on
pictures?
Here. Yes, the artwork on here is better than anything we've seen on Masters of the Universe Classics. It's ridiculous.
Huh.
Like, I even think it's funny how there's like a little Polly Pocket Hordak on the box. Did you notice that?
No.
She's a little Hordak standing back there. It's like a dude wearing a little Hordak mask.
Oh, it looks like you, Killin.
Oh, it's Killin.
Oh, Hordak Killin. I lead the Snake Men.
Yes. Hordak Killin leads the Snake Men.
You would.
Hey, according to the canon that is the Power Tour, Hordak does lead the Snake Men.
Oh, yes, the Power Tour.
That doesn't exist. I still haven't watched that.
You've seen parts of it still, right?
Barely.
Haven't you?
No,
dude,
barely.
Does anybody have that? We need it.
Yeah, right.
In its entirety.
I want like its entire. Yeah, in its entirety.
Because like
it was just pieces on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't
want to
watch that.
Thing.
I want to see the entire thing.
So do I.
I need to email that dude. Like, look, dude, I'm gonna give you $6, American unmarked dollars.
Six whole.
Send
dollars.
Me a copy of that.
Six whole bucks.
What's the matter? Six whole bucks.
And hopefully a good version of
no,
it.
No, there's no such thing.
No grainy.
Granny's better
back
than nothing.
Back in the back, you know, 20 stories up.
Guy standing up and taking his coat
there's
off.
There's half a dude head in the shot.
Yelling at his kids to pick up the popcorn off the ground.
Even I would watch it even if it was like that, but I'm wanting something decent. I'm hoping for something decent.
Oh, man.
There's got to be.
Somebody had to have taped that.
One of those
somewhere.
Pirate people that sell those DVDs got to have a copy of the Power
Tour.
We asked
them. They all just looked at us like we were crazy. Like, you guys have the what, are you stupid or something? That's how they talk.
Does all of them talk like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Chicago.
Yeah, oh. I got Avatar.
Yeah.
We don't need Avatar, bro.
We got that new Night of the Living Dead musical. That's not the same thing, tough guy.
Night of the Living Dead musical.
Pretty cool.
Isn't that what it was?
I want to see that.
There's a couple things.
Yeah,
that's awesome. All right, so that brings us to the final reveal.
Oh, wait. Or the Chinese Masters of the Universe movie.
The one that we saw that clip on.
Yes.
That is not
I am the power.
Right. I am the power.
I am the power. Fra, ra, 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 fra, ra, ra, ra. All right. Final reveal. The Masters of the Universe Classics Queen Marlena and Cringer 2-pack. Says, the good Queen of Eternia is finally here to complete the Eternos royal family. Marlena isn't coming empty-handed. She includes her royal green dress, scepter, and sword, plus an interchangeable space helmet head, rifle, blaster pistol, to transform her back into her fighting days as Captain Marlena Glenn, heroic galactic adventurer. And as an added accessory, Queen Marlena includes Cringer, Prince Adam's loyal pet and secret identity of Battle Cat. So she will be available at San Diego and then again on Maddie Collector. Now, the difference here is that at San Diego, she will be Queen Marlena. On Maddie Collector, she will be Captain Glenn. So, and she's going to have, there will be two separate bios. The one on Maddie Collector's got the Captain Glenn bio.
You dirtbags.
The one at San Diego's got the Queen Marlena bio.
Is the packaging going to be?
The packaging itself will be the same, but it'll have different bios on
hey,
the
back. Hey, that's a dirtbag move.
It is.
Yep, hey, packaged two different ways. Right, and so, of course, the one that everybody wants, Queen Marlena, is the San Diego one. I think they should have did that the other way around, honestly. But so well, she'll be $25, which is the same as Orko, which is a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, no doubt.
$5 more expensive.
To me, it's Cringer with Queen Marlena as the accessory.
So let's go ahead and let Killen talk about this first, because his opinion is going to be vastly different from yours and mine.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, what does that mean?
Oh, nothing. Go ahead. Sorry, bud.
Because I already know that you don't like this.
So I don't like it. And you know why? I think Queen Marlena should have been its own single carded figure. I think they should have used Prince Adam and Cringer together as a two-pack, which would have made a lot more sense to me.
They did Adam last year.
It's like they almost wanted something extra, and they just said, do Cringer.
Well, the reason they did this is because Marlena and Cringer are two of the top requested fan figures, because neither of them have ever had a figure before. And every time they do those polls, that's like, you know, what's your most demanded figure? These two always top the list, Cringer and Marlena.
And Webster.
And Webster, yes.
She definitely needs to be made, but I don't know. I wanted something different, something more magical.
More magical.
I wanted a good box set or a pack or something that was amazing packaging. This is just like, I'm getting burnt out.
So this is your high piece count figure. And we were talking about it being somebody like Modulok or something. Mm-hmm. So I think I kind of had that same kind of initial disappointment with this just because I really kind of got my hopes up for somebody like Modulok. And then Queen Marlena was revealed, and I kind of had that initial, oh, that's not Modulok. But then I also at the same time was like, well, that's good, because now everybody's finally getting a Marlena, and everybody's always wanted a Marlena. And Cringer's awesome. I think he's great looking.
Yeah, he's definitely perfect. They couldn't have done him better. Yeah,
he's
sure.
He's not articulated. He's like a static piece.
He almost looks like the same stance as the old figures.
And I know a lot of people are already kind of upset that he doesn't move. And Toy Guru has already put something up saying, you know, well, we're not, you know, just we did this because we wanted to get a Cringer out there. We wanted to throw it in as an extra piece. We might still do an articulated Cringer one day, but if we do, he'll be an actual monthly figure. So it's not off the table. Anybody who's not happy that he doesn't move, they'll probably still do one.
Do you really need an articulated Cringer?
Personally, no, I don't. No. He's going to stand on the shelf next to my Prince Adam, and that's all he's going to do. So, and he looks fine the way he's standing. He's got that cool little, like, scared cower.
With his tooth hanging out.
His tooth's hanging out. He's
even if he was articulated, what is he going to do?
That's what I'm
saying. Put his paw up?
Yeah, there's no need for it.
Yeah, I think, like, maybe have him do the little hiding thing he did. Like, oh. His paws over his head.
I would rather have a Cringer and a Battle Cat 2-pack where it like it lit up and did the transformation.
That's awesome.
That would be sweet.
The same stance from the classic figures.
The same. Like the Battle Cat. Yeah. Oh yeah, I didn't even notice that. The way the legs are positioned, or it's kind of like the old Battle Cat. So the way the Marlena figure is going to work is she's got two heads. One's got the space helmet, and one that's just the regular crown, and you'll be able to swap the heads off. But then she's also got this dress that's got a slit in it that will fit over the figure to make her the dressed version. So, honestly, that doesn't look too bad. The dress looks like it kind of makes her a little thicker.
What's up with the sword?
Yeah, that's good. Like, she's got a lot of accessories, because she's got a rifle and a blaster and a sword and a scepter. The guns, by the way, are modeled after the ones from the Masters of the Universe movie, is cool. The sword is the one
she had in the mini comic.
Is it? She not? I think the scepter is actually modeled after the one that Prince Adam was holding in the 2000X toy line.
Yep.
Is what the scepter's from. The sword's from somewhere, too. I just can't remember what it is right now. It's from something else. But I'm not sure why she's got it, honestly.
Why not?
But, yeah, why not? Give us more accessories. Can't complain about extra accessories.
Yeah, see, my initial reaction was, hell yeah. Because, I assumed it wasn't going to be Modulok. You know, it's nice to say, yeah, Modulok, definitely. But they're not going to, it's always going to be out of the blue. No one guessed that.
Yeah.
You know, no one guessed Orko and Adam last year.
Modulok probably be really hard to do, too.
Can't wait till they do them, though. They've got to find a way.
But I've always wanted a Cringer. I'm one of the ones that's always, clicked on the Cringer pull button.
So,
with the Queen.
So. Is that your, number one figure then?
No.
Requested?
No.
Who's your requested? Number one?
Before all the figures that are out, as of right now, it'd probably be Mosquitor.
Yeah, or it is.
Sorceress.
Sorceress is high up there too.
That's really surprising that they haven't done that.
That they haven't done Sorceress.
It'll be this year. You'll see her at San Diego. I would almost bet anything I own.
They're saving something special for that one. It's a key fig.
So, what do you think about the whole the spacesuit thing? How they included that?
Oh, I love
you think
it.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's based all this is based on the Filmation stuff, which is really surprising because the whole space.
So, do they just buy this one?
I don't know because first of all, her and Queen, her Queen outfit and that Cringer look like they're straight out of that cartoon.
They are,
Is crazy.
There's got to be something that.
Which is crazy, and then the whole the space outfit thing is also from that episode. The Rainbow Warrior was the name of the episode. And it's cool because she's actually even got the same logo on her uniform that she had in the cartoon episode, the little rainbow logo. The only difference is she had a white outfit in the cartoon, and it's green on the toy. Mm. And the only reason they made it green is because
to match the dress
right. With the arms. And that's the only one little nitpick I will have about this, because her arms have the little bracelets over them, so when she's got her dress on, she still has the little bracelets instead of having the poofed out dress arms. And that's just a small nitpick.
Just Pixel being Pixel.
That's just me being me, I guess. Other than that, I'm very happy for her. I think she looks great, and I'm excited to add her to the collection. We'll have the whole royal family now.
Yep.
I'll be able to have Randor and Marlena and Adora and Adam and Cringer all posed together. That'll be sweet.
Orko
will be there.
And Scott is the palace guard.
And then, yep, hanging out with them. And then Uncle Keldor off to the side, going, grrr.
Yeah. and Sketchy Scott in the guard's outfit watching the door.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Watching a door. Yeah. That's what he does.
Awesome. No, watching the door.
Oh, watching the door. Because
he's like a guard.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, yes, he's eyeing Adora.
Reading
I'll just stand here behind Adora.
Reading the Green Lantern comic in his hand.
With a Green Lantern comic. Oh, we love you, Scott. We kid.
Does he listen?
He might listen, so we're...
Yeah. Hey, he better stop listening and go make a mosquito.
Go make a mosquito.
Stop messing around listening to the podcast.
Awesome. All right, so there you go, guys. Lots of exciting things at San Diego. Between that and all that Hasbro stuff, I'm going to be broke. I don't know about the rest of you guys.
Yeah, Hasbro. I don't even know what Lego's doing yet.
Oh, yeah. Lego hasn't announced theirs yet.
Okay. Who cares, dude?
It's getting close,
man. If it's another statue thing, I don't care.
You guys realize it's May now. San Diego Comic Con is in 2 months.
And who cares about Legos anyway?
42 million people.
Oh, exactly. How many
care about Masters?
70 million.
1,000 maybe.
1,000.
Maybe 1,000.
70 trillion.
Hey, so I want to throw this out there real quick, because since these reveals have already been out, I've already been getting emails. So once again, we did this last year. I need to reiterate, I cannot pick up exclusives for you guys. I'm sorry. You guys got to realize that the primary reason that we're going to San Diego anyway is to cover it for the site. On top of that, we're going to be bringing back stuff for ourselves and for, our guys here at Pop Culture Network that aren't going with us. We can't stand in line for you guys all day to pick up exclusives. So
I can for $100 a figure.
There you go. Scott says $100
plus shipping and food.
So it's nothing personal. If I could get something for you guys, I would, but... It's going to be too hard, guys, so I'm sorry.
I did do that for a lot of people last year, but it was on a case-by-case basis on whether or not I was going to do that for them. a lot of people had some epic trades, and I was working out, so, you know, I had to help them out. And some people, you know, they decided that, because obviously we're gonna buy some stuff to bring back for sale for the store, or I am. So
yeah, killing us.
I don't care.
I definitely
about you
will pick up extras of certain things, and there's a lot of stuff that we haven't announced. Like, there's smaller booths that are gonna have exclusives that we can hunt down for you, stuff like that. I guess best thing for you to do is just email me, and then maybe we can work out a deal, maybe we can't, I don't know. But of course it's going to be limited, because there's only going to be so much stuff we can bring back. Yeah, so,
I mean, first of all, we're going to have to ship everything back like last year.
And
so
it was, and it was very expensive.
We have to pay
expensive.
For it to be shipped back, and it's very expensive.
I spent over $150 to ship everything back last
year.
So,
I mean, it's hard, guys. You know, they limited the quantities on what you can have, and we don't have the time to stand in all these lines, because, God, we... Standing in that one Hasbro line killed like half the day once. And there's no way we can do that every single day just to get figures for everybody. So
we could have got up earlier and beat that line. But you know what? It wasn't that bad.
It was only bad because we kept getting kicked out and we had to keep sneaking back in.
Well, you had to go in two lines. You had to do the line outside to get the ticket. And then you had to do the line inside to get the
figure. Oh, well, that makes sense.
Turn your ticket
Why
in
wouldn't
for
you do that?
Yeah, it's
and then,
good.
And then once you got in that madness. Other line to get the figure... You had to, after you got your figure, you had to go get in the cash register line.
And you know what really made me mad? To buy the Lego exclusive, I had to go and do the pull a ticket out of the bag thing.
Uh-huh.
I do that 20 times before I finally got a ticket. And then by the second day, like, no one was buying the exclusive because it was dumb.
So
you could just go, yeah.
That figures.
That's just killing being killing.
Because it was those little cube dudes. It wasn't a figure. Hopefully they make a minifig this year.
Of Allen Iverson?
And yeah.
Yes, sweet. Yes.
From the Chicago Bears.
Yep.
All right, guys. So that's going to wrap up today's episode.
I heard Scott.
As always, make sure you guys are checking out PopCultureNetwork.com on a daily basis for lots of original content, as well as checking out the Pop Culture Network store by clicking on the store button on the front page. Mm-hmm. We've got lots of toys, action figures, comic books every Wednesday, video games, lots of great things to beef up your collections. And everything that you guys purchase helps to keep us producing, so if you guys enjoy the show, the best way to support us is to shop at the store. You can follow us on Twitter by searching for Pop Culture Net. That way you can keep track of everything that we're posting every single day. And don't forget, there's a brand new episode of That New Toy Smell coming up this Saturday. So that's going to wrap things up.
And a brand new episode of From the Command Center.
Oh, yeah, that too. From the Command Center.
The final episode of the Command Center.
The final episode.
Am I done after this week? Did I just get fired?
Might be. You better watch it.
Am I quitting or did I just get fired?
Yes.
Yes. The answer is yes. All right, guys. Until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
101 Killing.
Scotty.
We'll see you guys next week. 101 Killing.